Welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Bennington, Vermont. This talk, delivered on Sunday, April 19th, 2026, is by Lisa McDougall on the topic of 20 Years of Nurturing Mighty Food Farm.
Hi. I was so nervous to present today. I think I still am a little bit. It didn't hit me until I was walking into the building that we did have a CSA pickup here for a number of years. I had like somehow forgotten that. I think we did that for at least a decade. So thank you for letting us do that for all those years. Bruce coming on his bike to pick things up. Thanks, Julie, for asking me to be here today. I run Mighty Food Farm in Shaftesbury, Vermont, so I'm going to just spend a little bit of time telling you about my story and my farming life so far. Through the sermon, I'll just summarize my past 20 years of farming and then remark on what I've learned, the gift of working with the land, and how farming relates to my own spirituality. 2026 will mark my 20th year running the farm. It's been a journey with a lot of peaks and a lot of valleys, highs and lows. I began the farm in 2006 with a farm partner and boyfriend, Chuck, in Pownall, Vermont, on rented land. We had been together for about 9 months and decided that starting a farm together would be a really good idea. I think in hindsight, we both saw each other as assets to getting a business going. The first season in 2007 was filled with a lot of losses and wins and tears, tomatoes, more tears, and really long days. We made it through the first year with a little help and a lot of grit. I had a hard time that first season transitioning to endless days and the stresses of feeling pressure to raise crops for money. I still feel that pressure today, and I honestly think it's gotten a little bit harder given the way things are going. The Pownall days from 2006 to 2016, as I now call them, enforced a lot of personal and agricultural growth. In 2008, our second year, we tripled production and brought on three guys to live and farm with us. It was a lot. Working and living with your crew is something I have done in the past, but would prefer not to do now. We worked 7:30 to 6:30 daily, 7 days a week, and it was a total grind and people got really burnt out. That year ended again with just Chuck and me bringing in even more crops by ourselves. I specifically remember it being late fall in the season on a rainy and cold day and harvesting potatoes by myself crying. Building a lot of character is what farming has taught me and given me. Fast forward to 2010, I went home at just this time to give a sermon to my UU congregation, the UU Church of Greater Lynn, Massachusetts, where I attended through high school and received affirmation. I spoke about what farming means to me as a UU. It was through writing this sermon in 2010 that I had a chance to reflect deeply on the first 3 years of the farm and how it was not working between Chuck and me. I decided I could no longer farm with him or be in a relationship with him. When I got home from my trip, I let Chuck know my decision, and he said I could stay on the farm and that he would leave. The following season, farming together and living together post-breakup was very difficult. Dividing assets and simultaneously farming together created a tension that I would prefer never to experience again. Again, more character building. 2011 was my first year farming on my own, and leading up to that, I was exploding with anxiety and fear. At some point, I let go of the fear and just catapulted myself into the role of a solo farm businesswoman. The days were very long, and I made a lot of mistakes, but we had vegetables to sell, and I expanded sales. As the years passed in Pownall, I realized that the investments I was making and the time and efforts I was putting into building soil, relationships, and my business were on rented land that I would have to walk away from. I began seeking to purchase a farm for something that would fit my criteria: land, water, house, barn, and near Bennington, Bennington, the community which had supported me through the beginning and whom I felt needed my food. I had a lot of dead ends with the land seeking until eventually in 2014, I decided to stop searching and stay in Pownal. A few years passed, and in 2016, Donald Campbell from the Vermont Land Trust approached me about a farm in Shaftesbury, the farm which I now own. I had seen the listing for the farm on the VLT website, but was so discouraged from past land-seeking failures, I did not even bother to go see it. Donald encouraged me to go check it out, so I did. On a sunny February morning, I went to the farm. I got out of the car and knew right away it was going to work. The soil was good, and it had very nice infrastructure and good water. I decided right then to proceed with the process of moving my farm to Shaftesbury. Leaving the Pownal farm, the land and weather I had come to know and love was hard. The Pownal farm was hilly, fertile, and warm, which produced good food. I loved the people there and the land. Each farm, each land has its own spirit and a feeling. I felt as if the Pownal farm had always wanted me to be there. That land had been kind to me. It had taught me how to farm and taught me resilience. Moving to Shaftesbury was another big moment of growth and learning. We moved the farm and set up infrastructure and navigated how this would change our customer markets. The transition to the new farm, moving, was relatively smooth. The thing I had to get used to was the feeling of the land. It's different. In the shadow of Glastonbury Mountain and at 1,100 feet of elevation, it has different energy, which for me took a while to get used to. The wind blows differently and blows hard up there, especially during nor'easters. And for the first few years, I didn't really know how I felt about the land. Over time, I got to know the weather better and how to better prepare for severe wind storms. I no longer get scared when I see east winds predicted at 75 miles an hour, but I also did get expensive backup generators for the whole farm. Now, all of this is just my farming historical background, and what I want to speak about now is why I farm and what farming has taught me and how this intertwines a little bit with UU values. I hadn't thought about UU values in a long time, so I had to look at the seven principles to remind myself. Ultimately, I farm because I love producing food. The work is meaningful, and I feel passionate about food security for people in my community. I began farming because I love the work, the challenges, the rewards, and the stewardship of the land. As the years passed, I also realized the aspect of community building has become a huge part of what I do. I've had many customers for 20 years now, and I've employed well over 75 people. My customers, particularly my CSA members, put their faith in me each season to produce quality food for them. I am forever grateful for their confidence in me and my crew to grow food. With my CSA members, without my CSA members, my farm would not exist. It is their financial support that allows the farm to sustain its expenses. The relationships I have with my farm crew are also very important to me. We put in many long days together, some filled with joy and others filled with arduous work. It is through all the work that our team builds connections with each other. One of the more difficult aspects of hiring and getting close to my crew members is learning to let go of them as they move on in life after working with me for so many years. This has actually been a really hard lesson for me, as at the end of the day, people work for me for money, but during that time of employment, we develop relationships and share experiences on the farm that create strong bonds and memories. At my heart, I am not really a business person. I am a human that relates to other people with unquestionable love and compassion. I believe that putting people first over profits will not necessarily make you money, but it will lead to a more fulfilling and love-centered existence. This is interdependence. Between the crew producing the food, the people who eat and purchase it, and the land that allows the crops to grow, one cannot exist without the other. The production of food grown in harmony with the land and nourishing the community has ripples beyond the simple acts of eating. The farm is a hub, a center of growth for both food and relationships, just as this meeting house is a center for faith and community building. My UU church back home was a large congregation of a few hundred people. The community outreach the church organized was impactful and influenced my ideals of how to enter into the world and the impact that I wanted to make. I remember not being taught about one specific religion or philosophy, but learning about all religions. To me, being a UU is about being kind to people, giving help to those who need it, and looking at the world as a place to do good work. My farm, I believe, is doing good work. I've always wanted specifically to be what I would call a food bank farm, a farm that produces food at no cost for local pantries and larger distribution hubs. I secretly have another name for that, which would be the People's Farm, in mind for this venture. I've always said that I wish I could just give all my food away for free. As of right now, I'm selling it to meet expenses and take care of the land. This speaks to food equality, which is something I think about daily. The prices I need to charge for my vegetables are too high for many people. CSA members who are able to donate to our lower income share funds to help subsidize those who cannot afford the full price of the CSA share. And annually, we donate about 10,000 pounds of produce to the kitchen cupboard in Bennington and donate additionally about 4,000 pounds of produce to Grateful Hearts in Manchester. Generosity is something I value and work to cultivate within my business, and feel that that giving to others is the best way I know to create connections and show love. The land I farm is special. It knows that I am there to work with it and treat it kindly. I view the land as generous. It lies there waiting for crops each season, and I feel indebted to treat it with respect. The land asks for nothing in return. I can only hope that through my farming, my land will become a more diverse habitat for animals above and below the soil and nurture those who eat the food. I don't know what the coming years will bring with the challenge of changing climate and government policies and sales markets. The production of food organically year-round is difficult. I plan and calculate, and then at the end of the day, Mother Nature often controls the outcome of a crop. Farming takes perseverance and hope. These are values that I have learned and carry with me outside of farming. At this point, farming feels inherently second nature to me. The changing of the seasons, the timing of planting and harvest, I am grateful to feel such a deep connection to the land. Ever since I was little, I felt that I was a little different from the other kids. I often did not feel accepted by my peers, but I do remember feeling acceptance and the fostering of my unique interests and ways at my UU church back home. I also feel this acceptance here today. I have not spoken to a group in a few years, and as nervous as I am to speak with you today, I know that you all would receive me with open heart and kindness. My mantra with my crew and with myself daily is, what is my most loving response to this situation? This guides day-to-day conversations and decision-making on the farm and in my personal relationships. Today, I choose love is something I often say in my head when things feel hard. I invite us all today to choose love and carry love with us throughout this coming week. Thank you so much for letting me share a little bit about my farm, and I hope you enjoyed hearing about it.